so that the one they didn't sell last week was not going to be sold this week anymore. What will they do? Can they take the old ones? Yes, they just started a small library where children paid tiny amounts of money to come and read comics free in his house. As a little boy, that was how he began to do business. Because nobody was paying him anything. That's why I said, look, let nobody tell you that there's no work. There's work. There's work. Guaranteed trust may not employ everybody, but there's work. Do you get my point? Federal government may not employ everybody, there's work. The oil companies may not employ everybody, but there's work. What is work? The ability to exercise yourself and not have a blank space in your CV. That's a new invention of definition of work. Listen, I'm telling you now. You know, we're talking about fighting unbelief. I've digressed now into fighting unemployment. Fight the gap in your CV. Are you getting my point? Even if you want to work for yourself, let me give you another idea. Register your business early. So that if they say, what were you doing? You were project coordinator for Personal Investment Corporation. Do you understand my point? No, I'm serious. And you're not trying to deceive people, though. You must have there must be something you do. Even if it's to go from one welder to the next welder, giving public health lectures on how to wear goggles. It sounds funny. But you know, you are saving people's eyes. What I have to look. It is while you are doing that, you will discover your own comic business. Are you getting my point? Don't just sit at home. Say, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, my job is coming. Amen. It's coming. Job coming. The job. Never tell me about unemployment. If anybody said there's no job in Nigeria again, tell the person, say, we had prayed that there will be a swollen mouth, but let's not wait for God to slap you by himself. I can do it. Why are you slapping me? To fulfill the word that was spoken, the mouth must be swollen. Tell your neighbor there's work. There's work. There's work. Listen, honestly, there is work. I want you to get, if you're telling yourself I don't have a job, tell yourself after today's, that by Saturday, today's Tuesday, that by this Saturday I'm working. That by this Saturday, I'm working. If you go to one block industry, say you want to be personnel coordinator to ensure that the guys who are making block works. The owner will first look at you whether you're okay. Then you quickly prove to him, how many hours of the day are you here? What is the productivity of your staff? You do small calculation for him, your blocks. You know, by the time you tell him, at the end of the day, okay, what do you want? Just give me a few blocks, I'll sell it myself. Look, you don't. This is how things start. Tell yourself, by Saturday, I'm working. By Saturday, I'm working. There are many things. Look, the Lord is good. Let me just keep quiet. Do you know many businesses? What am I doing today? It's not fighting unbelief. Now, fighting unemployment. Do you know there are many people who are doing businesses and stuff, all right? And maybe they are producing something. Who will just help them distribute this is what they are looking for, and their business will grow. And they can't find honest people. Do you know if you honesty alone can be your CV? Honesty can be your CV. Now this people know that no, if you give that guy goods. Nothing we miss. Nothing we miss. Don't worry about it. No, nothing we miss. If he tells us he sold 500, it's 500. He won't sell 600 and tell us stories. No, nothing we miss. One day, one of our brothers, he has a company. He told me something one day which I found very interesting. He said, my business is going to do well now. I said, why? He said, because a man that has a family just resigned to this, that's from where he was working, to distribute this thing. That they just said, the fact that a man who has responsibility is going to take this thing up, so this is a sign that we are going to do well. That is one man's decision, give another man hope. And that's why I'm talking about work. Look, don't believe this man says that there's no work. There's work. What did I say?
There's work.
There's plenty of it. There's plenty of it. Many of these big businesses don't have a good accounting system. Just go in, look. Don't think. No, I said something to you at the beginning. You know, one brother told me something the other day. Some people will tell you that you told me this. I said I did. The counsel is sound. You understand? But I can't even remember the idea going through my head. Do you get my point? We're talking about work and all of that, and this issue of I have a calling, this is not my passion, this is what I'm passionate about. So I said, look, those things have stages, so do you understand? When you are hungry, what you are passionate about is unimportant. Did you hear what I said? When you are hungry, your passion is secondary. This is not my calling, it's for people who have eaten. If if you haven't eaten, forget that nonsense of this is not my calling. So I was talking with one of our friends, one brother, we were talking on the phone. Then he told me that, okay, that you told me this thing those days. That he came to me after one of our conventions, that he's not working currently, that this is the kind of job he would like to do, and he hasn't gotten that job yet, but that maybe opportunities were opening. And I told him that, listen, my friend, this was what he said I said. I couldn't remember saying it. He said, but that's what you told me, and it worked for me. He said, I told him that there is a distance between subsistence farming. What's the correct word? Subsistence. Say it for me, please, my sister. Subsistence farming. So I told him that there's a difference between subsistence farming and commercial farming. That a subsistence farmer farms to just take care of himself, his family, immediate needs. Then commercial is when things want to blow big. He said, I told him that, oh boy, any job you get now is subsistence farming. That when you have been subsistended, are you getting my point? You can now be opening your eyes to commercial farming. I said, I told you that. He said, yes, you said so. I said, no, I agree with the concept, but I couldn't remember saying it. But it made sense. That I told him that simply, forget this, your passion, your calling. Bros, for now, any job that you can do well and bless somebody with and be responsible in it. Listen, who told you being a shepherd was David's calling? David's calling that we know was to be a music writer, an instrumentalist, music producer, and then a king. That's the calling we know. But since nobody was paying anybody to sing psalms, do you get my point? The man had to keep sheep. The man was tending sheep. It was while he was tending sheep. They used to go around the neighborhood, you know, singing songs, playing instruments. They heard that the king fell sick. They said, there's one boy who used to play instruments. I tell some people come when they say, one day I was in the office, somebody came, talked to my neighbor. That's my colleague in the office. After he left, I told my colleague, what was he looking for? He said, this boy doesn't understand. The boy said he's looking for money to do his video. That he's a musician. That if he does video, they can put it on and then he will not become well known. I said, you see, that's the problem when it's easy for you to just beg for money. I said, if it's not easy for you to beg for money, you have to beg for your brain to work. Let me give this idea to anybody listening to this who says that he's a musician. Listen, how many of you know, I don't know the details of his life, but I just want to explain something to you. How many of you know Flavor? He's the most famous Enugu musician in the world today. True of us? He's one of the most famous Nigerian musicians in the world. But for Enugu, we know he guaranteed. Okay, Two-Face also came from Enugu. IMT, now he was in IMT. Two-Face was in IMT. I know he's from Benue State, but I mean, it's like telling me I'm a preacher from Mondo. You smoke something. I'm a preacher from Enugu. You understand my point? And Enugu I did here. So anyway, but you get my idea. One day I was here, somebody was telling me about that Flavor. That Napolo Park, Flavor they play before. Anywhere where people gather for night, Flavor is there playing. Now just boy around. Are you getting my point? He was doing demo video for who? Who gave him money to do demo video? But why they look for money to do demo food? You are talking about so look, that my colleague that they said that That the guy came there and needed the money. And he felt very bad because for certain reasons. He felt that, look, why are you guys only just collecting? I said, you should tell the guy to see me. That I will give him sound counsel. That if indeed you have the talent, just go and meet Stanley. Stanley does printing. So he will print invitation card for wedding. He will print program. Just say, who is this person? Collect like 10 different people like that from and go and meet all of them. I will play at your wedding. You say, how much? Well, anything you like, just give me at the end. Number one thing is sure, just go with three boys. Wedding food, now go chop in a portion. Souvenir, you go collect. What are you talking about? No, you know that Saturday, food is not a problem. In fact, now you're their friend, you start from the traditional on Friday. No, I don't know, people don't know how to eat free food. You will eat well. Look, I've come with divine wisdom for you today. I mean, look, you eat, if all they give you is food, you go collect souvenir. You drag three of your friends along, say, guys, let's go and eat. At the end of the day, if you really know how to sing, all these songs there, you must go to the studio and say, you know, sabi. If you really know how to sing, when it's time they give, you don't have to write any new songs. Just all the ones that the other guys have done, just do them for their life. Nobody go pay DJ. They will have hired their own equipment and stuff like that. You just play music for them. Do MC for them if you can. The idea is this is free advertisement. This is free advertisement. And then someone say, and please, have your card. Card is very cheap. You can print it out by yourself on paper. Cut it like this and just print. What is on it? I've told you, register your business. If you've not registered it, look for one name nobody can register. Okokumaiko Enterprises. You know, things like... Have a phone number. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Somebody say, that's very nice. If we need you, how do we reach you? Hand the guy the card. One day somebody will call you. The fellow who calls you is the first person you bill. Did you hear what I said? The fellow that calls you is the first person you bill. Up to that time, you don't bill anybody. When you are the one coming to ask for the favor, why should you bill them? Now you just like a preacher, honorarium. Anything they give you, anything. And when they say anything, you mean anything. If you finish and they give you $2,000, you will thank them very well. And you leave the place. He said, what will I eat during the week when there is no wedding? There is no problem. There is something else you can do. Go to one place and help them play small instrument or clean their table. It's a restaurant. You know, I love restaurant work. Why? Free food. What's your problem? You will not have to buy food. You see, they have a saying in Western Nigeria that when food is not part of your poverty has ended. You know the proverb?
Yes.
That your poverty does not include eating. That your poverty is over. Just go somewhere where you just help somebody. That one keeps you weekend. Listen, let me tell you the truth. You behave like this, God blesses you. One day you will tell the story to encourage young people. That is when they will not say, because this is how you grow. You see small boys, you know, one day they were doing a program, I don't even know where. I think it was in, one of my friends was doing a show or so. I can't remember exactly where now. So one young woman went and met him, that please, that she wants to sing. So the guy says, no problem, put her name on the list. The day of the program, he now called and said, when are they coming to pick her? And the guy laughed, coming to pick you. Better find your way down. You know, she feels like a star. In fact, he was telling me later, he said, she was asking me that, which guy is coming to pick her? He just laughed, can't come to pick you. Better go and look for Keke Napep to drop you. Can't come to pick you, you're not serious. Look, that is a very wrong thing to do. You ask for the slot, be happy they gave it to you. That's what I'm trying to say. The first person you bill is the person who calls you and say, can you do this for us? And then please, don't be greedy. Because you hear that Ali Baba collects 5 million naira a show, does not mean everybody is willing to give 5 million naira for a show. Doesn't mean you deserve 5,000 naira a show. Do you get my point? Increase your price only when it is used to knock people off. Are you getting what I'm saying? That is like, look, I have four calls for that particular weekend. Guys, sorry, I can't take this amount. Who's giving me 20K? It starts for me like that. When they pay 20K for a few hours program, you know you are made. It starts going up. But people will sit down, they go and say, bro, please, what can you give me so I can do my demo? Do you know how many people are doing demo in town? You know, because you are here, you don't realize the number of people that are doing demo. You know, any profession that does not collect certificates before they start, you can be everybody's doing it. That's why churches are starting every day, because you can start Kingdom World Ministries, you don't need anybody's permission. In the same manner, have you ever asked, where's your certification for voice training? Is there anything like that? No, you just start singing. So everybody is singing. In fact, some people hand you free CD sometimes, you go listen to the CD. The only person I can tell the truth is my wife. I said, this person gave me CD. You want to tell the person, say, please, find another line of profession. This one, you're not called. No, you've gone to airports. Yes, small boys to come and say, please, encourage us. Sometimes you just give them money, collect their CD. You get home, you watch it for 10 seconds, you carry it, break it, clean the dustbin. So, look, what I'm going to say is this. Listen. Many people are doing demo. Are you getting my point? Like I always say, you must be known for what you do. Hey, Olainka. Today is supposed to be preaching on what? Unbelief. Unbelief through unemployment. Oh, God. And I had a good message for you today on unbelievable. From Matthew chapter 14. When Peter was going to sink, I have something to say to this. Seriously, I was going to explain that where you are looking is what determines the kind of fear. But right now, the thing is not entering. So let's continue this one. Oh, the Lord is good. I want to make a point concerning this employment thing. Listen to this. Whatever you are doing in life, make sure you are known for it. What do I mean? If you are a musician, and people around have not heard you sing, you are not a singer. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
So your effort must be put into what? Singing. Not recording album. There's a difference. That's where we make a mistake. Look for opportunity to do what? Sing. Many people that you laugh at these days, go and read their history. They were singing. Many people are just inside studio. And when you're inside studio, you are the only one hearing yourself. You paid the studio, so they don't care whether you're coming there to croak like a frog. They will collect their money. Come back tomorrow, they will collect again. I'm telling you, they will keep collecting. No, honestly, let's even talk about somebody like these two faces we're talking about. Those who were in Enugu, they knew the guy that used to sing on campus. Look, this is your friend, the band. The guy was in choir. You know, the band was in choir. As much as I don't like the guy, I think Demas has departed from me, having fallen in love with this present age. That's his problem. But the fact is that, go and read this book, Outliers. They will tell you that those who became great have done this thing for at least 10,000 hours. Just by the way, let me just say this. Well, the first day when I came to town here, of course, nobody knew where I was. I used to share tracts here and there. Then one day, Pastor Eddie Nelson the Rock asked me whether I would preach on Sunday first service. I said, no problem. Then that Sunday, I came to church and I preached. If I tell you what happened, immediately he just said, please, wait behind, you're preaching second service. But at the end, when I came, they were looking at me. They're like, this man, you can't preach like this. And I was looking at that, I didn't know what was their problem. They thought, because I just come to church every Sunday and sit down, they didn't know how many hours of preaching I put in since I was a university student in 1989. That is, I was a student from 85, university. But 89, I started preaching on campus. The story I'm telling you was 90... It was 2002, thereabout. I've been preaching since 89. So the first day he heard me preach, as if I just came out of nowhere because I used to just come and sit down in church. Do you know what I do normally? Ask how I take marry this girl. I preach charm until she gave her life to. Now preach at this girl marry. I'm telling you. You know people don't know them. The Lord is good. I'm telling you, one young man came to meet me one day, saying he wanted to know how to, you know, remember scripture and quote scriptures and all of that. I was looking at him. I explained some things. And then when I was leaving, I just said, come here. I said, this one you're asking, thought just flashed through my mind that you are thinking of me. You want to talk like me. He agreed. Oh, I said, that's the case, I told him, look, my friend, I've been studying the scriptures like my life depended on it since 1987. After I started reading Christian literature around 86. But when I went into studying, when I joined crazy people in the world of faith, was 87. I started preaching 1989. Oh, boy, if I'm the one, don't think I just woke up yesterday, learned a few tricks, and then you saw me preaching. I've been doing this thing for a very long time. So, look, people don't realize. You know why I went into all of that? If you say na singing, you dey sing. Make sure you are singing. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Make sure your mouth is not closed. If you're a Christian, join choir. If it's a church, you know, where the choir know they sing, you understand? Go to another church. You came there to sing that. That also. Listen. If you're a student on campus, every opportunity, your friends are doing birthdays, you understand? They want to do a program in your fellowship or your friends, your club. Make sure you sing. Weddings, look for opportunity to crack, you know, crash into every wedding possible where they will let you sing. Make sure you're singing every day, even if they're not giving you that regularly, even if they're not paying you money. Look for something, if it's to be cleaning tables somewhere, to get food to eat, make sure you do that. But please, I'm going out looking for money because I want to do demo. Nonsense. People don't make, look, they may tell me that there's no work. Listen to me. There's work. What did I say? Some people, you say, I can do interior decor. You're not giving me a car to come and patronize you. You know what I need? Okay, like, I have furniture in my house, all right, of course, like most of us do. The one I have currently, how did we get it? It was simply because my wife went to visit, and she saw the furniture there. Are you getting what I'm saying? And told her friend, who made this? The woman said, okay, so person, can I have his address? Came home, told me, so the next thing I knew was that, went to the guy's shop, talk. That next thing, the guy made furniture, put in my house. Did I have his card? No. I saw his furniture somewhere. If you say you did do interior decor, like now, we don't want anybody to decorate anything for us more than the one Bishop has done here, amen? But I just want to give an idea. You walk in some place like this, you're an interior decor person. You are already looking like, sir, we can improve this. We can do it like this. And don't ask me to pay you any money. Because I like it the way it is. One day, one man wrote me a mail. This is our early days on Cosmo FM. He said that he's a voiceover artist. And that he can help us do voicing for the intro and the conclusion of our radio broadcast for a small fee. In my mind, the person who did this one did not collect any fee. And I like it. Nobody has complained to me that it is bad. Once you put for a small fee, I lose interest because I'm not desperate looking for something. What am I saying? You come to a place and you say, we can improve this, we can do it like that. I say, okay, how do we go about it? You say, we just need to buy these materials. Do you think we can? Let me buy the materials. And then at the end of the day, if I don't offer you anything, don't ask for anything. After all, I did not complain about my place before. However, if you are that good, somebody will come one day and say, who did this? You get what I'm saying? What am I trying to say? So, You know you can do interior decor, do for your friends. They are moving to new houses. Go and do for them. It is not just because you want to advertise. That's not the issue now. The issue is that you must be busy doing. You can't let a gap be in your life. You're not doing anything. If you have a skill, make sure you are practicing that skill daily, on a regular basis. Every opportunity, show, you know, put your foot in. You know, see some preachers, they are looking for a great open door. I'm about to invite them to come and preach in America. Only. That's the only reason. That's the only reason. All this, look, this campus fellowships, you know how many there are? University of Benin, they want to consolidate their fellowships. They said they have over 100. School authorities, they are tired. Yeah, they want to cap it now to 30. So that's the issue now. How do they go forward? Many of these fellowships, they are looking for somebody who can preach. Go and preach for them. If it's preacher you are, make sure you are doing what? You are preaching. If it's singer you are, make sure you are doing what? You are singing. If you're a businessman, you say, I'm looking for who will invest in my business. Obviously, you have no business you want to do. That's why. That is why. Listen, if you are waiting for big money to start business, you will not make money. Because every business has a period of training. Are you getting my point? During the period of training, you lose money. There's no prayer that says you won't lose money. So it's better to lose money when it is 100 naira, 200 naira, 300, than when somebody gives you 5 million naira, you go and lose 5 million. You know, if you are owing 500 naira, it's not the same as when you are owing 5 million. You are getting what I'm trying to say? I'm a businessman. Businessmen are known not because they are doing big business. You see Dangote today. Do you know where he started from? When we were young, in my town there was one man, very big man. I don't want to say big now, not size now. I'm talking about rich. Had money. Plenty. I remember those days when my father bought his 504, brand new. 7,700 naira. My father bought his own 504. 7,700. This man bought his own car, Mercedes Benz, 75,000 naira. I remember. When a Browning 504 was 7,500, the man bought his SEL for 75. It was the talk of town. That is one man's car. Could buy 10 of these other civil servants' cars. You understand my point? But one day I was talking, my mother said something that when they came to town, that when my parents first moved down to that town, they knew the man, because my dad knew the man a bit, that what was he doing? He had one tipper that used to carry sand. That was the business. Carry sand to construction site. That was the business he was doing. A few years down the line, he's buying car. There was a company that, you know, when some banks went to a bust that time, they were trying to liquidate some of their collaterals and stall of the for them who defaulted. There was some particular politician there who had a big, he had a small hotel. You know the way they do it now, filling station, get, you know, stuff like that. So they wanted to sell. I remember the fellow who was handling the liquidation is my uncle, right? He's an accountant. So one day he came to town. So one of the people that offered to buy was that man. But he didn't buy because of, you know, relationships and all of that. That when they called the money, the man said, that's chicken change. You know, I don't, you know, maybe money that when people like me heard that time, you hear like the boom, your head will echo. The man said, that one is change. But the reason why he's not buying, because they offered it to him, is that there's a kind of relationship. You don't want to buy something that used to belong to maybe a friend and stuff like that. So that's why the man didn't buy. But the why I remember the story is because my mom was saying that when they first came to town, the man just had a, you know, I had a tip. I was doing sand business, moved sand from here. But the man knew how to do business. Built it to a very large empire, had plenty of money. It didn't start from the top. What I say is a normal story of business people. It's a normal story of business people. So if you really say you know how to do business, start doing business. Start, don't not look for money. Do business. Are you getting my point? You say, what are you talking about? I will give you as an example. If you meet somebody like Felix and say, please, you know me. You know, say, I don't go wrong with your materials. Give me these books. Let me go and sell it on campus of UNEC. If you really know how to do business, by the following week, you are giving his money. You understand? You've chopped your profit. You started again. If anybody going around saying, I'm just looking for capital, just know the guy is not looking for anything. He really doesn't know how to do anything. I told a story about my auntie's friend, you know, one guy who he went abroad because he made a bad mistake, made a bad choice, went abroad when the country was getting rough. Of course, the Germans put him in prison because he entered the country wrongly. When they released him, I was there when he came back to Lagos. He came to visit my auntie. My auntie said, how can I help you? The man said, I need just one thing, a place to sleep and call my own. I was there. I not say story. I was there. Good enough, my auntie had these two rooms she had rented for her staff in Mushin. And one of the guys had left. So he said, okay, I have one room in Mushin. The man didn't care. Listen, if you tell me to pass one night in that place, I'm not going to agree. No. That time, I'm not going to agree. You know, I've never been a city guy, you understand? Or just go to city traffic. No. I'm going back to where there's cool temperature. I don't. But this man moved in there. Listen, you know what he used to do? He used to go to the market where they sell motorcycle spare parts. This is a man who owned a house back in our place. 4 flats. His family sold it when he was in crisis. The guy used to hang around, whether in Aladipo or wherever, they used to sell motorcycle spare parts in Lagos. What are you looking for? You are looking for a bicycle chain. Follow me. His son was at least 20 years old. He wasn't a small boy. He didn't think it beneath him. You want a bicycle chain? Follow me. Okay, this one is a good one. You finish doing that, you dash in 50 naira. Thank you. Put it in his pocket. Within a year, he had bought a motorcycle. He had bought a second one. He had his own shop. Before he knew what was happening, the guy don't begin import spare parts. That's a businessman. Are you getting my point? That's a business owner begging for money. Say, if I can just get a 50,000 investment, we'll see. Well, you don't know how to do anything. You don't know how to do anything. That's why you're asking, going around looking for money. No, you don't know. If you know how to do something, if you want to see who's doing, who can do business, show me the one that you have done. It's true. One of us was working UBA at that time. She will leave, saying she wants to go and buy ties. One day I sat her down. I said, sweetheart, assume you sell 100 ties. This tie you're selling for that 1,515. How much is the profit on the 1,500 tie? I talked plenty. That is not worth the hassle. But she said, I don't understand. That is not the money. It's just the selling. We just need to sell the tie. You know, even though... Now I keep quiet. Okay, madam, go and buy tie. Because she was working in the bank and all her colleagues to wear ties. Why not? These boys are all wearing ties. Where are they getting it from? Let me go and look for where they are selling ties and come and sell to them. So when they finish working, I'll just go around. Yeah, John, buy tie. Oh, yeah, I'll give you two. 2,500. But some people are waiting to say, when I get a millionaire, I'll start selling and buying. You don't know how to buy and sell. If you know how to buy and sell, you will start with nothing. There are those who go to market, just stand like this, collect from here, walk 3 steps, and sell, and then return money. Oh, this was a fight against unbelief. It has turned to fight against unemployment. By Saturday, nobody should be telling himself there's no work. You are working. What did I say? What did I say? He said, what if I'm a student? Listen, it's even a good time to start. Take some of your pocket money. Listen, go and sell your phone. You know, some people, they like to, in church, they say, okay, yeah, we need to do this for the work of God. You sell your phone and give to the gospel. You know, it's good, amen? All right, it's good, though. If you believe it's good, say amen. But now, it tells you can sell your phone. That's where I'm going to. At least, it has told you can sell your phone now. So sell your phone and start your business. That's what I'm saying. Sell it and start doing something. And stop telling me that there's no work. There's plenty of work. Plenty of work. And then God will have something that he can bless you through. Listen, God wants to multiply you, but 100 times 0 is what? Zero. 100 times 0 is 0. Another thing, I just reminded one thing I said. This is not my passion. Don't worry about your passion. Passion is for those who have eaten. If you haven't eaten, solve the hunger problem first. Anything that is given to you, do it. Once it's legitimate, once it's something that ears can hear that the responsible woman is doing, you understand, and they won't think that it's unlawful or it's bad, do it. You will discover that, listen, don't let those who are deceiving you that, somebody you're leveled in life, go to America. People your level in life, they talk to themselves when there's no family around. And it's true. They retrain. Listen, and then let me tell you something. When you have become rich, they will see your real level in life. Do you get my point? Uh-huh. So don't worry. But I like those who don't have shame. I have a lot of shame. One day, I told my wife something. We're driving. At night in what do you call this place? Agribank. Agribank, now girls they sell recharge card there. Here now boys. Those days I used to live off that road, that's Independence Layout. So when we were going home at night, now young ladies, card, they'll be pushing you up and down. So one day I slowed down, I said, sweetheart, she said what? I said, do you know you can do this thing? She said, why not? It just dawned on me that my wife can stand beside the road and sell recharge card. And she said, why not? I said, no, I wasn't asking. It just dawned. I just saw one of the girls. I just see a superman walking there. she said, why not? Like, now if situation change like this, man, I don't wear jeans. Come on, what is this? additive. I mean, this is not stealing. I just saw those girls. They're hustling. Can't glue. How much? Can't your change for you? I just look. I said, sweetheart, see you. No, I like people like that too. Honestly, it's good. Tell your neighbor it's good. It's very good. In life, you will be very successful. You will make it in this life. I'm telling you the truth. Someone that's doing like Kim. Better get a good job if they're sad. If they're sad, you're on your own. People like my wife, you can't sack them. What's their problem? Like, in fact, people like my wife, you cannot sack. Now she go sack you. My wife don't sack UBA before. She used to work in UBA. She used to work in UBA. One day we just started saying, after I don't harass her life, just took paper one day. Didn't even just resign with notice. Resign with 1 month's salary. Gave them a check, dropped it. I'm traveling with my husband. Bye bye. This is just something. What? She just resigned, took pen to paper. I'm not working again. But I told her something and the world will come to pass. I said, see all those your colleagues you left behind there? They will come to you one day to look for deposit. One day something happened. My wife, she sells things. So one day she said she went to the Access Bank, then Oceanic Bank. So there's one guy she knew in Oceanic Bank. The guy come meet and say, madam, I beg, he has target. So I think my wife gave the guy 1 million naira to, block his target. The other guy, they look my wife like this. What? Before, because she's a sales suit, sell tie, they just say, forget this woman. When she saw this guy collect 1 million naira check to take block, target. Yeah, madam, good afternoon, ma. greeting, chief. Hey! That kind of thing. Next time, say, madam, I want suit, I want shirt, I want tie, I want shoe. If I do have singlet, anything. The Lord is good. I said, the Lord is good. What am I doing? Listen. God will bless you in Jesus' name. You see, if you put your hands to do something, God will cause it to increase in the name of Jesus Christ. God will make all grace abound towards you. You will have all sufficiency in all things. You are bound to every good work in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Your hand will be productive in Jesus' name. Amen. He said, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth. Listen, you will be fruitful. Say amen, please. Amen. And you will multiply amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, let nobody deceive you that there's no work. You are work walking about. You are a job creator. You are a job creator. Your presence is a blessing to somebody. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I have a word for you. Even though your beginning is small, your latter end will greatly increase. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me say it again. Even though your beginning is small, your latter end will greatly increase. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It will not happen that anybody paying attention to what I've said this evening we lack in this life. Amen. Let me say, not only will you not lack, a time will come, you will give somebody 50 million naira and you have not even, you forget to tell your wife for a week or tell your husband. It will take over a week for it. Okay, sorry, I give an offering, it's 50 million. That is how prosperous you will be in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Listen, it's good to give out of poverty, but more importantly, God's ideal plan is that you will give out of abundance.
Amen.
Therefore, abundance is your portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
When Mary broke that alabaster box, I keep on saying she had it on a shelf in the house. She was that prosperous. 300 days wages, she put it in a box. That will be your portion in Jesus' name.
Amen.
It will happen that when you have to break your alabaster box on the Lord Jesus Christ, he will take it off the shelf because of prosperity.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's share the grace in fellowship. Because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, surely we have passed out of death and we have passed